to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save, with the power to save. There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save, with power to save. There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save, with power to save. And our God is champion. He reigns forevermore, Our God is champion. He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Every knee will bow down. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, you are Lord. Every knee will bow down. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, you are Lord. And our God, He's champion. He reigns forevermore, forevermore. And our God is champion. He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, break down. Holy Spirit, come down. Heaven open, heaven open. Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, break down. Holy Spirit, come down. Heaven open, heaven open. Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, break now. Holy Spirit, come. come down, heaven open, heaven open. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Oh, hallelujah. I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, break down. Holy Spirit, come down, heaven open, heaven open. Atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, break now. Holy Spirit, come down, heaven open, heaven open. And our God is champion, he reigns forevermore, forevermore. And our God is champion, he reigns forevermore, forevermore. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, our heart rejoices. Oh, we're just so... I can't even find a word for it. Encourage, O Lord. Inspire it, Lord, as we're able to exalt you, as we're able to feast on your word, as we're able to remember from our history that we have with you, how you are our champion, how you propel us to go on, how you break every chain. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to get together this morning to start our day off with the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and for the DH De Leon family. And, Father, we thank you for how they have been obedient to your mandate, Lord. And because, Lord, we know there have been some chains that have been broken on this call. We know there have been some bondages. But because we stayed the course, hallelujah, we are celebrating our 9 years with you. Here on the Master's Call, how chains have fallen off and how testimonies have come forth. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the speaker that's going to bring a message this morning, a message that we know is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us, a message that is going to cause more chains to be broken, more deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, keep our speaker. Bless them indeed, oh God. Have your hand of protection on them, Lord, and let the word go forth just like you gave it to them. And now, God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. You know what their day is like today. Father, that you have already ordered their footsteps, that you already have their angels working for them, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise, and we call it done. Now, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus. You gave us the authority to trample him under our feet, and we're doing just that. That this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know I just love me some you. I'm turning the call over to the host now. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Praise God.
All right, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning to you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit, and you're always just encouraging everybody with saying, trusting in the Lord, and won't he do it Wednesday? I love that. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Thank you so much. And Minister Kalen, Psalmist Kalen, thank you again. I tell you, every time you come before the Lord in praise and worship, I tell you, you always bring it with the anointing on you, and we give God glory for you. We're talking about a young woman, you guys, that's just dedicated her life unto the Lord, and I tell you, she just worships him with all the sincerity that she has within her, and we give God glory for this young lady. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, TMC family. We are so thankful to God for you joining us this morning. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willa and the rest of the TMC family, say welcome to the Master's Call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the Master. Standing on the Word of God, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can go to 24/7. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year is In 2020, with Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Hallelujah. So we're so thankful to God that he's opening our eyes, that we are allowing him to do the greater works through us. And we are expecting greater and mighty things to take place in each and every one of our lives. Now, many of you might say, hey, I'm ready to be a part of this ministry. You can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You can greet, as Minister Willa did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. It's simple. It's not hard. Come on and join us. We'll be glad to have you. You can even bring a word that the Lord may have within your belly. We want to hear it. We are family. Send the information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome, awesome health and wellness company called Artist Life, and it started off as Artist International by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago, and we're so thankful to God that we are continuing to help so many people around the globe with their health with these phenomenal products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share more information with you. Now, also, we have the morning motivational call each and every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is it's the new morning motivational call, and the number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-6000. 617#. Today is Awareness Wednesday with the dynamic power couple of health, and they are none other than the Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So join us on 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And also, we're so thankful to God that the new cheek gear, I call them, they're awesome garments that people wear, and I tell you, they will reshape you and get you on your way. So check out these new chic garments because they are phenomenal. I'm getting out of the way because we have an awesome, awesome woman of God who's always ready to give a word from the Lord of the Lord, and she is one of our co-founders, definitely no stranger to any of us. When you hear her, she has a word that comes straight from the throne room of God, and we're so thankful that she is one of the co-founders of this phenomenal call. I'm talking about Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, a native of Monticello, Mississippi. Excuse me. She was a chaplain, an Army chaplain. She is a woman who was an ambassador and really the only ambassador for Artists Life, Artists International. She is a woman of God who has a beautiful son and a daughter and beautiful grandchildren. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word, teaches God's word, preaches God's word. And I tell you, when she says, God has laid on my heart to go into a fast, and when we fast and pray, things happen. I'm so thankful to be a part of her life, and God has allowed her to be a part of mine. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who resides in California right now. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are so wonderful. I thank God for you, our own prayer general. And I tell you, you do a phenomenal job. Yes, you do. And I thank God and love you. I thank God also for our own Minister Willa, who was my prayer partner during these 40 days. And she has been so faithful. And yesterday I received this card from the TMC family that came in from Tampa. And I said, who's in Tampa? Because she's in Denver now. And my son was telling me yesterday, Mama, I had to work from the office today. It is it's snowing. We still have snow here in Colorado Springs. And so I'm so thankful that you all are there with that snow, and I'm here in California. And so I also... my heart always just go pitter-patter when I hear Psalmist Kaylin sing and blesses us, because I know that there are so many things that she could be doing, like sleeping. Our young folk love their sleep, but for her to get up early and be committed, and she has been committed. I mean, she has not hit and missed. She's been hitting it ever since she committed to come. And I want you to know, sweetheart, I absolutely love and thank you for that. I do thank God for my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I pray for she and Mother Josie there in that Texas town. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he will do it. And he keeps on letting us know that he's done it, and we've got to walk it out to get it. And so I just thank God that he is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And that's what my message is all about today. And we're going to get right to it, because I didn't get into it last week. And I want to get as much of it out today as I possibly can. And it is so, so befitting as we are entering yet another important season of our lives, the Lent season. And we are going to go into this Lent season out of our 40-day fast into another time of saying, God, we truly, truly want to be used by you and make us worthy. I remember going into our prayer calls and shut-ins down in Mississippi as a little girl, and the mothers would be singing, "Make me worthy, Lord, make me worthy." And one way of making ourselves worthy before God is to lay out before him in fasting and prayer, and he will make us worthy. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is, Caitlin, and I thank God for it. You all, this month, the month of July, we do a lot of talk about love. We get all of these Hallmark cards, and we get candy and roses and a lot of gestures of love. This is also a month that we recognize the contributions of those, our ancestors, Black history. And I just reminded people in church this past Sunday that we not only recognize the history that have been made, but the history that is being made. Know those who labor among you, for the church that I have been attending is being pastored by their first female pastor. Her father pastored the church, then her brother, he died, then her brother pastored. He was 45, and he had a heart attack and died, and then a pneumonia and died, and now she is pastoring, and she's young. And I said, you all need to remember Pastor Ruffin, because she's doing, and that Ruffin is doing a great job here, being thrust into this position. We don't sometimes acknowledge the history that is being made right here in our midst. And this month also is important to me. You all, I graduated from ITC, Interdenominational Theological Seminary, there in Atlanta. Charles Harrison Mason is celebrating its 50th anniversary on the 24th of February. And, of course, you know I won't be there. God knows I would love to be there, but and would be there. You all know I would be there. But I'm here and must be here. And so we are praying for Bishop Blake, who is flying up out of California, because this is where he lives, going there. And all of this is about what? That word, that four-letter word, love. 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 And Minister Candy let us know a couple of weeks ago how the covenant is all about love, and that the blood covenant, the picture of Jesus Christ shedding his blood, is the picture of love. It's all about love. Love is written in the blood, and it's a picture that we don't necessarily like to think about, but when we do think about it and really think about it, it brings tears to our eyes to think that somebody loved me enough, hallelujah, that they bled and died so that I can live a saved life. Good God of mercy, that makes my toenails curl right now. So I go back to that familiar verse that we started off with last week that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16, one that we all know. Number one, Christ's blood pictures God's love for us. As Jesus and his disciples said in the upper room, I said to you that he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you," which is really, really a good thing, you all, because none of us could have kept all the laws that were given in the Old Testament. So he comes to let us know that this is a new thing. High glory, and I'm glad that God is a God who is so creative that he's always given us new strategies. And behold, I'm doing a new thing in you. And he said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, this is a new thing, hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. We don't want to look at that picture. We don't want to stop and think about the flesh and the blood of Jesus, which was beaten and pierced eventually for us, and the blood that was shed for us. It's a picture. Picture it. Jesus pictures his love and sacrifice in his blood. Well, let me go on to this point. Christ's blood proves God's love. It proves his love. God wants us to know that he so loved us that he gave for us his only son. Now, I only have one son, Elisha David Roberts. And I love that boy. And when I think about God loving me enough to give me his son, to prove to me, Jesus, have mercy today, that he loves me. And I think about my old big son. And I said, Lord, I love these people, and I love this earthly ministry that you've given to me. But, Lord, there has to be another way. God, I'm telling you, God, come on now. And back then, you know, they were sacrificing lambs and bulls and goats and rams and all of this stuff. When we look at Hebrews 9 and 22, and almost all things are there by the law, purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission of anything. You know, I said, now, God, when you set this thing up, God is so awesome. I said, when you set this up, you really wanted everybody to see the shift from the animals being killed and skinned and to provide the covering of Adam and Eve's sin. You wanted us to truly see that it was God himself, who gave his son. Oh, my God. And Jesus says, yes, Lord, I know that this is why I'm here. Yes, Father, I know. This is what I'm here for. I'm here to shed my blood. Lord, have mercy. Now, this was not a temporary thing. This was a lasting act. It was an act that Jesus made. It wasn't a giving of a box of candy. I pulled out a box of candy that somebody gave me, and I thought of Honorable Cynthia Cox, and I said, hey, glory to God. Ooh, I pulled out that candy box yesterday, and I thought about her talking about that cheesecake that kind of made her sick. And I said, well, I don't need this. I'll put this back. I'll get it to somebody later on. Because sugar is no good for me anyway. I've been pushing that thing, doing this 40-day fast. You all, it was so easy for me to put that. Thank you, Minister Cox, for giving that testimony to us yesterday and staff. I put that candy back so quick. I tickled myself. Because, you see, the blood of Jesus is not something that I can just put back because it makes me feel uncomfortable. It's something that I want to think about, think about how much he loved me, that I said, oh, Lord, it humbles me to think about that act, the picture of love through the blood of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. I thank you. It's a payment that lasts forever. When Christ came and gave his blood, it is a sacrifice and a gift that lasts forever. Christ's blood promises God's love. It promises. It's the love that is expressed at that given point in time, but it has affected the future forever. Christ's sacrifice brings a deeper relationship. In 1 John 3, 1 and 2, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that he should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, not just PK, but for all of us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?" But over in Romans 8:32, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us." I got to bring this thing to a close. Let me say this, you are right, quick. Like, Christ's sacrifice brings fuller friendship, fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, fuller friendships. We look for, I know, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Lord, have mercy. It opened the door for us to truly understand what a friend is. Greater love hath no man that he will lay down his life for his friends. We seek friends, but we have no greater friend than Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Christ's sacrifice brings a profitable partnership. We're looking for partnerships in our businesses. No greater partnership can we have. A friend and a partner and a deeper relationship, all because of the love of Jesus. What? How great. It can't get any greater. No greater love. No greater love. Hallelujah. Than the love of Jesus. What a picture. What a picture. It's all about love. With that being said, I want to conclude with this one little word. Jesus' love was written in the blood on the cross. And it was written there for you. And it was written there for me. No greater love, no greater message can ever be written. Back to you, my dear prayer general. Come and take us up out of here.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I tell you, another powerful message, and no greater love. I tell you, love is truly the source of everything. God bless you. I will ask you to come back at the end to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the awesome God that you are. We thank you that you are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. Besides you, O God, there is none other. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that poured your love onto us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for this powerful message that has been brought to us through this wonderful woman of God. We ask you, Father, that you pour back virtues of blessings on top of blessings upon her and her surroundings, Lord God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Everything her hands touch and where her feet tread, oh God, we ask that you bless it. We thank you, Father, for healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. No weapon formed against her will prosper, and every tongue rise against her will cease. We glorify you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it in her mind, in her body, in her spirit, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for all those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, that you've healed Dwight and Aaron and Brenda and Taryn, Willa, Lois, Donna, Dr. PK, Harold, Jerry, Bart, Rita, Trent, Sir John, Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Devola and Eddie, John, and all those, Father God, that are on our hearts who are going through health challenges, Lord God, we thank you that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we glorify you, Father, because the blood still works in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved families this morning, oh God. I understand, Lord God, that lady that we grew up with, Janet DuBois, is gone on to be with you, Father. We ask that you bless her family, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Jessica Johnson and her family, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace like none other, oh God. Lord, we don't know what it feels like to lose a son. Many of us don't, but then there are others that do. And Father God, sometimes it just resurfaces, Lord God. Strengthen and comfort them like only you can in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are the balm of Gilead, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in this season, in this hour, and in this time. Continue to bless artists' life in its entirety. Strengthen those, Father God, that are going forth to continue to do your will and all the special projects that are going forth, Lord God, to let the world know that we definitely have the best products on this side of heaven. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this message. The playback is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And again, the new morning motivational call is next, and today is Awareness Wednesday with our Queen Victoria, that's going to give great information on high cholesterol symptoms. So you want to get on that call, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, again, Minister Kaylin, thank you so much for just allowing God to use you to bring us and ushering us before the presence of the Lord this morning. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for all that you do wherever you are, even up in that snow. Bring some back. Hallelujah. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And to you, Dr. PK, we can't say enough about how you allow God to use you where you are out there in that California state, and we know it's early in the morning. Thank you for that powerful message. Would you please come and close us with the benediction?
Bless you. Yes, it's old dark 30, still dark. Listen, I want to close out today by asking you all, the Lord has really, throughout the fast, laid this on my heart. Wednesday the 23rd, which is 7 days from now, is time. Listen to these numbers. They are all lining up. 7 days from now, February the 26th, it's going to start Lent season. We want to, for the next 6 weeks, but just for 3 days, the first 3 days of the beginning of Lent, we want to thank God for the gift that he gave us through the blood of Jesus, and we're going to do that with a liquid fast, all liquids. Juices, broth, and water, 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 water. You will continue with the partner and prayer partner that you have. Get the word out. 3 days of liquids. I'm telling you, you're going to see a move of God in your life as never before. Now, God, we thank you, and we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us as we go out and live a sanctified super fantastic life for you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name as we leave this place. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, you all. Bye-bye.